technology, technology, technology. What a complicated relationship we have with this thing called technology. We love it. We love to use it. But we're also afraid of the damage that it can cause to us, to our loved ones, to those around us, right? Because through technology, many of us have been robbed. I know of a scam that was happening on the internet where everyone was, it's actually more of a pyramid scheme where everyone was putting their money into this internet account. And then few people were getting back their money in multiples. You know, you put in 2,000 rands, it comes back as 10 or 20,000, depending on how long you leave it there. And then many people lost their money as a result of not doing due diligence, doing research, having proper knowledge of how business works and how do you create value so as to make everyone rich. Now, the discussion today is not about pyramid schemes. It absolutely isn't. But it is about looking out for yourself and understanding how the world of technology works. We were having a conversation not so long ago with some colleagues about how their children are exposed to such vile things on the internet, some of them even deadly. But the parents cannot and are unable to protect them because the kids live and exist in a space that has a language of its own that parents are such foreigners to. And there was a time, once upon a time, where parents knew and understood the world and that it works better. You know, they understood how it works better than you and I, who are younger than them. But nowadays, the world is becoming more and more digital. So who is to usher you into that world? And these are some of the things that I want to touch on today, right? I want to talk first of all about social media and the fact that there are such dark things that exist within social media. This is not a message to say that social media is ungodly and you should cancel it and uninstall every single app. If you do that, let it be your decision and your conviction that you're willing to stick by. And you understand where the conviction comes from. But this is just to say that we need to be careful of these platforms. And I want to encourage you to be willing, you know, to be willing to leave these platforms and to be willing to do without them if you see that they expose you to things that are harmful. I remember once opening Twitter and I clicked on a video not knowing what the video was about. And I think I saw a comment that intrigued me or the caption. And then I clicked on the video and I saw a woman being beat by a man, like brutally, brutally beat. And I was so, my day was so ruined and I was so traumatized. And I really realized to myself that I cannot unwatch that, right? That image is going to follow me for the rest of my life. Even now, as I'm speaking to you guys, I'm visualizing what I saw. And it was happening on the streets and someone was obviously filming and no one was assisting. And this was a terrible, terrible form of abuse. It was brutal, you know, person being beaten on the floor. And these are some of the dangers that exist online, that if we are not willing, you know, to learn and study these things and limit ourselves from them and separate ourselves from them, then we will never ever reach a point where we are free and we are no longer putting ourselves in harm's way, not even realizing it. I've been thinking a lot lately about, why am I on social media? I've really been giving it thought and I've been realizing that something that social media does to me, it takes away my ability to let things settle. When I learn things and appreciate things for what they are, if I'm on holiday, be on holiday for its own sake and not have the need to tell people that I'm on holiday, because essentially that's what social media is. It's a place where you can tell people what you're doing. It's a place where you go in order for people to know that you exist and you know that they exist. And each and every one of these platforms serve a different type of vanity within ourselves, right? We go on these platforms to see how perfect people's bodies are, how well people speak, how beautiful people are, how well they dance, how well they sing. And it invokes a certain level of jealousy and desire and wantonness within ourselves that we're often not even willing to admit. And this is so very, very important for us to come to terms with the fact that we are very weak to some of these. You know, human beings have a tendency to overestimate themselves. And I put myself in that equation. I do that very, very often. And I know that this is something God has rebuked me of. For many times, God has corrected me and said, Given, do not overestimate yourself. Do not think that you are able to withstand any form of temptation. In most instances, it is very important for you to rather remove yourself than for you to think that you can limit yourself or you can restrain yourself. It's better for you to remove yourself. And I've really been thinking about what exactly is social media for, right? And is it worth me exposing myself to the things that it has, you know, the things that exist within those spaces? For example, you know, I've mentioned this on the show before that a number of social media platforms, and for the sake of out of wisdom, I'm going to try and not mention which platforms, but a number of social media platforms have pornographic videos, not even images, videos. A lot of them have porn stars on these platforms, right? And this is a very big concern. Not just if you're a parent, even if you're a young person and you understand how vile and filthy these things are and how they can pervert you and your view of people, right? And people of the opposite sex to you. If you're a girl, you'll begin to look at guys differently. You'll objectify them. If you're a guy, you'll look at women differently. You'll objectify them a whole lot. And it'll also mess with your reward system, right? Your endorphins, the way that your brain rewards you with good emotions and good feelings in your body. It will disrupt that system entirely. And I believe that it is important for us to be aware of this and do begin to ask ourselves whether is social media worth us putting ourselves in that harm's way? And I think one of the most important questions that I would like you to ask yourself is, as a piece of technology, is it really worth your time? Like, what are you using it for? If you do have a legitimate response to that question, then kudos to you. Definitely continue to be on social media. But I've learned that a lot of people on social media, I mean, if it's for entertainment, which is the most common reason, I am entertained by TikTok. I won't lie to you. I'm mostly on social media for work reasons and for the aspirations, things I aspire towards. I mean, I don't consider YouTube a social media platform, but it is a type of social media platform. I consider it's more like TV, more entertainment TV network than a place where I go to socialize. I don't socialize on YouTube. So I'm there to learn, watch how-to videos and learn to solve certain problems and educate myself. But at the same time, I entertain myself as you would while watching a TV program on DSTV. So for me, that's my use of YouTube. But if I have to honestly ask myself, what is my use of Facebook, Instagram and TikTok? Apart from the fact that, I mean, I no longer even use Facebook much because I really am losing why I should be there. I'm losing that. Even Instagram, I haven't posted anything there because I'm struggling to answer that question for myself. If I am building a work portfolio and profile so that whenever I go for job interviews or whatever career I'm pursuing, I want them to have some kind of reference as to what kind of person I am. If that's what I'm using it for, then absolutely, I think it's worth my time. If I have a business that I'm building and I have social media for that purpose or for the purpose of networking like LinkedIn, or if you're using the other platforms for that, absolutely. If you're doing it just for entertainment, that's a legitimate reason. I honestly don't, I don't want to neglect that. Or even if you're using it just to hang out with your friends, legitimate reason. But ask yourself if, even if you're using it for a legitimate reason, is the price you pay, the things you get exposed to, the things you get addicted to, the time that it wastes that you could be spending learning a piano, learning how to sing, learning, going and outside and going on an adventure, developing a sense of adventure, building social skills. Is it worth it? Is it a worthwhile trade? That's a question that I want you to sit by yourself and ask yourself.